Let's read from the book of Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 41. That will be our text for the day. On the same day, when evening has come, he said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side." Now when they had left the multitude, they took him alone in the boat that he was, and another little boat was also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already falling. But it was in the stern asleep on the pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, "What are you so fearful? How they say that you have no faith?" And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, "Who can this be, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Master, I thank you this morning for that grace given to me. I thank you, Jesus, for the preparation. I thank you, God, for the love of your word. I thank you, Jesus, for the patience of enduring trials and temptation. I thank you, God, for this message that you have inspired me to preach. Father, thank you for the listeners. My prayer, Lord, that as this message reaches them, may they, O God, grant the understanding of your word. May those, Father, who will hear this word, believe in your word, believe in your power, believe in your authority, and live to your glory. Thank you in everything. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, this morning, I will quickly speak to you on the theme, Jesus calmed the storm. In Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 41, just as the disciple feared a sudden, just as the disciple faced a sudden storm on the Sea of Galilee, we too encountered unexpected difficulties in our lives. Now, the disciples were people that walk with Jesus. They were people that follow Jesus. They were human beings like us, but they were with Jesus. And the Bible says that Jesus was with them in a boat, and the storm begins to beat them. But it led me to the point that life is filled of storms, and they come in many forms. The loss of job, a health crisis, a broken relationship, financial struggle, a death of a loved one, and many others. So the storms may be that you have lost your job. The storm may be someone who is going through health problem. A storm may come as a broken relationship. The storm may come as a financial challenges. The storm may come as a death of a loved one. No matter what it is, it may come as a storm. But these storms can leave us feeling overwhelmed, afraid, and questioning everything we thought we knew. From this Patrick's illustration will be speaking on three key points. One, the reality of the storm. Two, the fear of the disciple. And three, the response of Jesus. The first point here is the reality of the storm in verse 37. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already falling. The Bible tells us that life is unpredictable. You can never tell what tomorrow will bring. We don't want to experience storms. It will come, whether you like it or not. But one thing I want to remind you is that the disciples were experienced fishermen, yet they were terrified when they faced the storm. They have been fishing. They have been on the sea. They have experienced storms. They have experienced difficulties on the sea. But the Bible says they were terrified when the storm hit them. This shows that no one is immune to life challenges. We are human. Sometimes when difficulties comes, we get afraid. When difficulties comes, we ask ourselves, what am I in this situation? Why God allowed me in this difficult time? But they are all part of our life journey. As a Christian, we should be aware that if Jesus' disciple experienced the terrible time in the presence of the Master, in the presence of the living God, what more about us? Would they not see him physically? Who was not with him? Would they not have a physical experience with him? We all want to face the challenges of life. Whether you like it or not, we all experience life challenges. Because Jesus himself experienced it as well. He was in the flesh. The Bible tells me that he was beaten. The Bible tells me he was tired. The Bible tells me he was hungry. The Bible tells me he was beaten. The Bible tells me he cries. That shows him a witness. And if Jesus can be hungry, if Jesus can cry, if Jesus can ask his Father for another opportunity, if Jesus can pray asking his Father to escape his death, then who am I? Who are you that you cannot experience these things? But when the difficulties comes, we must be aware that someone hear about us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want us to look at our second point. The disciple also experienced fear in verse 38. In 38 says, but he was in the storm, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Hallelujah. In the midst of the storm, the disciple panicked and woke Jesus, who was asleep. Their fear reflects on our human lives when we face overwhelming situations. The question is geared for them, just as we might question God during tough times. The Bible says that the storm was heavy, Jesus was asleep, the disciples woke up. Listen, when we face life challenges, as believers, we need to go back to the Lord. We need to ask God for solution. We need to seek wisdom from the Lord. We need to understand that Jesus Christ is our Savior and He cares for our situation. He's there always to take care of our needs. And the Bible says they had to work Jesus out and ask Him, "Do you not care about us?" My question is, what about Jesus? If they were in fear of their lives, were they not concerned about Jesus as well? Because the Bible tells me He was also in the boat. But we all know that He's God. And so the disciples begin to consult Him. Hallelujah. Finally, I want us to go to the response of Jesus. In verse 39, then it arose and rebuked the wind, saying to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Hallelujah. The Bible says, when they consulted Jesus, He calmed the storm with just a word, "Be still, peace." And the Bible says the wind became still. The wind became calm. Listen, if we take our problem to Jesus, the Bible says He will take care. Now, this demonstrates His authority over nature and reminds us that He has the power over our problems. This shows to me that, look, if I had a problem, all that I can do is to take it to the Lord in prayers. And the Lord God, with all the powers of authority, He will speak in your situation, and your situations will become calm. And this is where we are, believers. If we have problem, we have someone who cares. We have someone who cares. If you go further, in verse 14, "But He said to them, 'What are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?' And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, 'Who can this be, that even the wind and the sea obey Him?'" That Jesus began to remind them, "You walk with me, you've been with me alone. Why is it that you have no faith? What is it that you are so afraid?" I want us to understand today that Jesus is with us. And when the Lord is in our presence, we don't have to be afraid. All we need to do is to seek His approval. All we need to do is to ask Him in our situation. All we need to do is to depend on Him. All we need to do is to rest our problems on His shoulder. And the Bible says He will respond to us. Because He's a God of authority. He has power to speak in our situation. He has power to defend us. He has power to rescue us. I want to encourage you today. If you have not been taking your problem to Jesus, I want you to recognize today that Jesus is the final authority. As you take your problem to Him, no matter how difficult your problem may be, no matter how you may consider the situation as a storm in your life, I want to let you know that as you call Jesus, He can remove your storm, He can change your situation, He can renew your strength, and He can restore everything that was destroyed. Today, I want to thank God so much for this word. I want to thank God for the encouragement. I want to thank God for what the Word of God has done in my life to bring me to where I am today. I trust God that He can also do the same in your life if you trust Him. Let us pray. Father, thank You so much for even people who have trusted You. And God depend on You in a difficult time. I even prayed, oh God, for people who don't know you, who have not trusted you, who have not put their faith in you. Father, I pray whatever they're going through this hour, Lord, I pray they will recognize your presence, and God, you will speak in a situation and you will calm the storm in their lives. And Lord, as the result, oh God, your blessing, oh God, they will experience. I thank you, oh God, for the experience we have. Thank you, oh God, for being the caring and the loving Father. May your grace, oh God, be with us all. Thank you and take your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.